Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to tonight's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Had a little mix up there, but we're ready to go now. Jared Stansberry is with me. Bloom will join us here momentarily. He'll be here in like 30 minutes or so.
Man, you're talking over our intro.
AD, yeah, but they
so
couldn't
much time
hear that.
Into that.
This is amateur hour. They couldn't hear that until you just told them that.
You're a liar.
No, Jenks, you had the microphones off, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Don't back him up, Jenks.
Thank you.
No,
well,
don't
just,
back
you're
him
showing
up.
Your youth, Stansberry. You don't. You haven't
I'm
been
backing
on
up my
radio.
Efficient.
He's an amateur. If you listen to the show, he'd know what the intro's like.
When you listen or when you work with Jenks every day, we're like a well-oiled machine. I know he's going to have the mic off. Welcome to Whiskey River in Ankeny. We are, as always, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, contemplating eliminating Bloom's position from the program.
Yeah.
Just messing. We're really not.
I feel like he needs to at least have his name taken out of the intro so that everybody knows. Here's your host, Jared Stansberry. No Brent
just,
Bloom. Nothing you, like that. Just it, this is me. This is my
show. You just
want
this to be your show?
Yes. Let's make it my show. You guys can just be occasional correspondents.
That's fine with me, man.
I'll come on here, and I won't even include you guys. I'll just come on for an hour and talk by myself.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to talk about?
Anything I want to.
Okay, well, take it away.
Well, I'm not saying right now. I'm not prepared today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You act like Ross and I are prepared for 15 hours of live radio a week.
I've seen your guys' rundown, so I know that you are prepared.
I am. The co-host generally is not, but that's what makes him great.
Oh, when I show up to host with Ross, I have basically no idea what we're going to talk about, but he says, hey, I know at least we're going to talk about these three things.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, you're good, right?
Again, that's what makes Ross really good because that's when he's at his best. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. It's been a really weird week around Iowa State. I don't want to – We do need to talk some football. I think that the tragedy stuff is, man, it's been awesome to see all the outpouring support for Iowa State around not only the country but the world. But let's talk some football tonight, Jared, as Iowa State is prepared to take on the Akron Zips on Saturday. It'll be an 11 o'clock kick at Jack Trice Stadium. We will be on the air with the Iowa Pork-powered Cyclone Fanatic tailgate show at 8 o'clock. Where are you at on this game, Jared? And I haven't really talked about it anywhere yet, so this will be fun. I'm ready to hash this out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is going to be an interesting game. But, you know, a lot of people are looking at Akron, and they're like, oh, they're coming off the win over Northwestern, biggest win in program history, all this different stuff. Maybe that's going to catch Iowa State's attention. I don't really think Iowa State needed Akron to go and beat Northwestern for the Zips to get their attention, you know. Iowa State has been that team that has been overlooked for however long. They're not going to come in and overlook anybody. That would be pretty, I don't know the best way to put it, but that would be pretty stupid in my opinion. And Iowa State needs to come out. They need to get a win. I think they're hungry to come out and get a win. I think this will be an Iowa State win. Could the Zips hang around for a little while? Sure. Could they cover whatever it is, 18.5 now? I wouldn't be surprised, but I do think that Iowa State's going to win this game. I think they'll win it relatively solidly.
Yeah, I probably am with you. I'm probably right there with you. I do think that the game will be a little bit potentially different than the scoreboard, only in the sense that Iowa State knows – the start of its Big 12 season, and it clearly, obviously, that started last week, but that they've got road trips to TCU and to Stillwater coming up after this week, right? Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and they've also got a quarterback situation right now where you don't really know exactly when Kyle Kemp's going to be back, and I think that impacts your depth more than it does anything. I just don't know how much Campbell's going to press in the sense
yeah.
I could see him getting up 20 in the second quarter, and I bet you Brock Purdy's in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Or I bet you that Rial Mitchell is. And it's just at that point, Akron's good enough where I think that they'll be able to keep it close. The only thing is, will Akron be able to score on Iowa State's defense? That defense is a hell of a lot different than anything Akron's seen. Akron's three defensive touchdowns against Northwestern is fluky at best. I watched that game live. I watched it again. They were the first half was horrible.
Yeah.
Akron's first half. And if it's that team, Iowa State will blow them out. It's not. I mean, I think like a worst-case scenario for Iowa State is a couple of touchdown win. I think that they come out and take care of business. I don't think that Akron's going to sneak up on them or anything like that. But I do think Campbell sees the opportunity here to work on some things that they didn't necessarily get to do in their first games of the season because of that South Dakota State game being canceled.
Yeah, and I do think it's crazy. I watched all of Terry Bowden's press conference today, which it's nuts. Matt Campbell will do a 20-minute press conference, and there's like 30 or 40 reporters there at some nights, you know, not quite that many, but a lot of reporters. I think there was two reporters at Akron's press conference. And Terry Bowden did a 40-minute podcast or 40-minute press conference.
Man, that sounds awesome.
That dude loves to talk.
That sounds amazing.
He came out in his opening statement and he said something about Iowa State, and he's like, they're 0-2, but two tough games, lost to a rival, you know, close loss to one of the top three or four teams in the country in Oklahoma. He's like, I can guarantee you they're pretty ornery, they're pretty cantankerous. They're out ready to come out and get a win. When your head coach is dropping words like cantankerous, that's a coach that I want to cover. And now I will be lobbying to go and cover the Akron Zips here in the near future.
Hey, Jenks, I need you to look up the definition to cantankerous.
It's like stubborn. If there's like a cantankerous old man.
Man. Yeah, that's a good word there. Yeah, that's something Rob Gray would like put in his pants for the big game.
Yep. Hey, what can I say?
There you go.
I know the English language.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
You are fake news.
1460 KXNO. And we are live from Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Can I go back to the quarterback?
Tim Mullen
for a second?
from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive will join us here in just a little bit.
My bad.
No, it's okay.
Can I go back to the quarterbacks for a second?
Yeah.
Putting my tinfoil cap on here for a second.
Okay.
Are we sure Kyle Kemp isn't more hurt than what's being led on? Did you see him at the game against Oklahoma?
He had a giant brace on.
That dude doesn't look like he's walking overly well, man. And I'm not saying that he's not going to come back at any time this season.
It doesn't matter.
You got to rock with Zeb.
No
question. I think after what you saw against Oklahoma.
Well, you're kind of preaching to the choir here.
Until
I said all summer that Zeb was better.
Until Zeb does something now that makes you take him out of the lineup as the starter. I mean, I'm not saying you don't put Brock Purdy or Rial Mitchell out there. But until he does something that makes it to where it's like, okay, we can't start this kid anymore, that guy has to be your starter.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you. The offense is so much better when he's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is the one thing that drives me nuts sometimes about what we do, and then you shouldn't have to qualify this. You can compliment Zeb Nolan without talking down about Kyle Kemp. They're two different quarterbacks. They do two different things well. Zeb's an arm guy. Kyle's a brain guy. Zeb is a motivate with your mouth guy. Kyle is a motivate by action guy.
Mm-hmm.
They run different types of offenses. Kyle's a guy who will call 50% of the plays from the line of scrimmage. Zeb needs somebody to send that play into him. They are very different quarterbacks. And it kind of comes down to where's your team at? What kind of ball do you want to play? Iowa State played a ball control type of game last year, at the end of last year, that Kyle Kemp was perfect for. But there's also a fairly low ceiling to what you can do offensively.
Yeah.
I like the style where your ceiling is higher and your floor is probably a little bit lower. That's the type of style that I would prefer Iowa State play because you're in the Big 12 Conference. You know that defense is going to be good to great by Big 12 standards. Still, you're going to have to score points at some point in time. And I think that Iowa State is a better team when Zeb Nolan's a quarterback because it stretches the defense and it makes you have to defend so much more. Having said that, Iowa State, finally, Jared, is in a spot where it can play the ball control style, and it can win games with Kyle Kemp as quarterback, as we saw them do a year ago. It's actually the fact that we're having this conversation is a very positive thing.
Yeah, and I feel like Zeb, he unlocks what a bunch of guys on Iowa State's team do well. Hakeem Butler, when have we seen Hakeem Butler be at his best? When he's going deep, when it becomes an opportunity for him to catch a 50-yard touchdown pass. He's like the tied for the most 50-yard touchdown catches in Iowa State history since like 1974 or something like that in his entire career. The dude is really good at catching the deep ball. Kyle Kemp doesn't throw the deep ball. Zeb does.
He tries.
And, well, yeah. But Zeb does, and Zeb does it successfully and puts it in a position where him, Matt Eaton,
Acres. It doesn't matter. I've done this long enough. I guarantee you Kyle Kemp is going to start another game at Iowa State.
Probably.
And he'll probably win one.
Do you think because Zeb gets hurt or because he comes back in the starting lineup?
I don't know. But it's Iowa State football, and quarterbacks move around. Like, rare. It's rare that you get a guy here, a Brett Meyer, a Seneca Wallace, where he's head and shoulders above everybody else. You don't get that type of talent at quarterback at Iowa State. That's why we have the musical chairs constantly. Kyle Kemp will start and win another game at Iowa State. Lock it up, Sean Jankowski. Lock it up, my friend, here on a Thursday night at Whiskey River.
I can't remember I
said all summer I thought the team was better with Zeb. But I'm that confident in consistent instability at quarterback at Iowa State.
Can I throw a hypothetical situation at you?
Throw them all at me.
All right. So, from everything we've heard, Brock Purdy, real deal. Real Mitchell, real deal. We go into next spring.
Oh, man,
Brock Purdy comes back.
Yep.
Year in the offense. Mm-hmm. He's got some time under his belt. Does one of those two guys challenge Zeb for the starting position?
Brock will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Campbell would hesitate to pass Purdy up for Nolan?
Matt Campbell will play the best player.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
My only thing is I think that we saw in that Iowa game, he went against that. I think we saw that was proven in the Oklahoma game, the way that he didn't play Colin Newell at center in that game. I understand what his reasoning was.
Yeah, I understand it too. I do think he overthought it, but I understand his reasoning.
I just think that if they would have been able to play that South Dakota State game, I don't think he makes that move. But the fact that they had that extra week to think about their rotation on the offensive line, it just gave him some extra time to be like, man, am I sure that Colin's ready for this?
Yeah, I mean, and I honestly don't blame him. When I heard what they were doing, I thought, yeah, that's pretty smart.
Moving Good Jones back to center? What about what they tried to do as an offense?
No, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind not starting the freshman in Kinnick Stadium for his first game.
I just feel like
it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback and go back and question that. At the time, I'm just being honest.
It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
Yeah. I'm just being honest with you guys. At the time, I didn't hate it.
My thing is, I just think that if
because I would have said to you,
it could win the job in the spring. Then what's the point?
I would have said to you, like,
moving him.
Who's
now
a better lineman? And anybody who says they know this is a liar because you'd never seen him. Like, are you better off? Is Colin Newell a better center than Sean Foster is tackle? Because I know where I put Good Jones, he's going to thrive, which he didn't end up doing in the Iowa game. He had a really rough game. And I didn't know. And you're going off of what people are telling you, and coaches lie in fall camp all the time.
Man, to me, there was a reason that Sean Foster was not on Iowa State's first two deep of fall camp. And I know what you're saying. The two deep, you know, you can take as much into account as you want.
Jenks, play this one. Two deeps are fake news.
You are fake
college
news.
Football.
But I'm just saying, there's a reason that he didn't pop up on there, you know? There's a reason.
Maybe they're motivating him, yeah.
There's a reason.
You're right. You're correct.
There's a reason that Joey Ramos is right in the mix there at left tackle. The kid we haven't seen it from him yet. So, if Colin Newell could come into the spring and was basically the talk of spring football for Iowa State, then, to me, that means that he's done something in the last 6 months to earn that spot.
No, you're right.
And Sean Foster didn't do something to earn his spot.
I'm not disagreeing with you, man.
This is, like I said, it's completely irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about something 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. But going back, it was because of the quarterback thing. That's how we got to where we did.
No, I think that next year I would be surprised if Brock Purdy and Zeb Nolan aren't 50-50 going into the spring. I think it'll be a hell of a spring battle, and I fully expect it. Fully expect Rial Mitchell to be in there. And you know what? I talked to a lot of people in that program who have said the kid from Waterloo, Moore, is really finally catching on.
Do you think all three of those guys finish out their eligibility at Iowa State?
Probably not, because people transfer all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
And they got two more kids that are pretty good coming in right after them.
I'm not going to speculate on that because – thank you. I'm not going to speculate on that because it's just not fair. But the transfer rate is up for a reason, and now all those rules make it easier to do it. So I would probably say, that's just how it goes. Boom. Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are here at Whiskey River in Ankeny, where the good folks from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive have sponsored the show for many years. We're going to hang out with Timmy Mullen here for a little bit. But we're waiting for Bloom to get here. Bloom's on his way. Bloom's getting off of a flight from Chicago. Bloom will be here. And we have put down some of the worst college football picking in the first 3 weeks that you've known to man. So you get to hear from our expert minds coming up in a little bit. Jared and I will continue to break down all things Iowa State football when we come back here on 1460 KXNO.
For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
It's the final month for the end of summer sell down at Carl Chevrolet. All month we have huge savings on many new Chevrolets. Receive up to $13,000 off 2018 Silverado half-ton crew cabs, up to $7,000 off 2018 Equinox LT models, or up to 12% off 2018 Tahoes and Suburbans. All this when financed through GM Financial. Plus, with the largest inventory of new Chevrolets in Iowa, the selection has never been better. It's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life. Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seeing or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins, for big games, for titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio here on 1460 KXNO. We're at Whiskey River in Ankeny, and always brought to you by our good friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Brent Bloom will join us in just a little bit as he will come in, and we'll kind of look ahead to get his take on this weekend's game. It's me and Stans right now. And, hey, we got a little taste of it last week. Let's take a look at the Big 12 coming up this weekend, is Iowa State's kind of a little bit of a funky schedule. There's a good weekend of a Big 12 football with really evenly matched teams across the board, even though the point spreads may not indicate that. We're going to learn a lot about a lot of these teams. I'm excited. Kansas State goes on the road to West Virginia. They're close to like a 17-point underdog, Jared. I would agree that West Virginia is a clear favorite in this game. I still don't think we know everything about Kansas State. That's a team that traditionally starts slow and gets better throughout the year. This is one, a 2:30 kick that I will definitely have DVR'd and be watching.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think it'll be interesting to see what Will Grier can do against in his first Big 12 game of the season. Yeah, a real defense. And even if Kansas State's offense isn't playing at a very high rate, every year they're going to come out and play tough defense. And,
yes.
They're going to give a challenge for Will Grier. It's going to be an interesting game. I would be surprised if Kansas State really hung around that closely for very long. But, it'll be an interesting game regardless still.
Believe it or not, I don't laugh at me. Kansas at Baylor is interesting. Only in a sense that now they haven't beaten anybody. Kansas has won its last two games. What is interesting to me here is that everybody expected Baylor to be much better than the team that won a game last year. This is interesting because they're only a 7-point favorite at home. That shows you that Vegas, who doesn't have bias, is giving a little bit of respect to this Kansas team. This is a battle of cellar dwellers in the Big 12, but I'm still interested in the outcome here.
Do you think that this is more about disrespecting Baylor, or is it more about having some respect for Kansas?
I think it's about having more respect for Kansas.
Okay. It's hard to not respect them a little bit. I mean, they beat up on Central Michigan, and they beat up on Rutgers.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the way they beat Rutgers was interesting to me.
Yeah.
The game before, Central Michigan's not going to be very good this year.
No. But still,
what they did to Rutgers sucks. However, those Chris Ash teams usually can play some a lick of defense.
Right.
And they dropped 55 on them. I'm intrigued. I would still take Baylor to cover that spread. We'll see. TCU and Texas. Fascinating game to me. TCU off the heels of that Ohio State loss. And Texas, I don't think USC's that good. They looked really good in that game, though. This game is in Austin, and TCU's a three-point favorite. So you're looking at a coin toss either way. This game is integral when it comes to that second tier in the Big 12 behind Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah. I still don't think Texas is there, but on your home field, crazier things have happened.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that TCU looked good last week against Ohio State.
They did.
It's that neutral site. You know, it's a different kind of game than what you're going to get a lot of weeks. But they didn't look very impressive in the two games previous to that.
Correct.
I'm not convinced about TCU. I'm still not convinced about Texas because, like you said, I don't think USC is very good.
Yeah,
got a true freshman quarterback.
Todd Orlando was just toying with that quarterback.
Exactly. I think that this is going to be a very defensive battle. I don't see it being very high scoring. What's the over-under on this?
I don't have the number. Hold on one second. I do. It is 47.5.
Take the under.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. I'm still – I don't like Herman's quarterback at all.
You don't like Ellinger?
No. I feel like these guys we've seen at Texas the last, like, 10 years are all similar. Post-Colt McCoy.
I was going to say, ever since Colt McCoy.
Like, I feel like all these guys are just kind of run-of-the-mill guys that are – they'd be good at other places, but by Texas's standards, they're just below average.
Yeah, there's –
And I don't think this kid is the one who's going to push that program to the next level.
Does TCU have their quarterback situation
figured
out?
Yeah, this kid's pretty good, but he's just raw.
Yeah. Is it the freshman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's better than Kenny Hill was, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, this kid's legit.
I mean, he's like the number three recruit in the country last year.
I'm not worried about their quarterback spot as much as I am others. I think they're ascending. I think TCU is a top 15 team at the end of the year. They're ranked 17th right now. But you know they're going to D up because it's Gary Patterson. And I think that they've got a much higher level of quarterback than what Texas has. That's just my two cents. Final Big 12 game is Texas Tech at Oklahoma State. Equally fascinating to me. You're starting to see Oklahoma State get some love for its defense for the first time in history. We'll test it out on Saturday night, 6 o'clock kick. 76.5 is the over and under in that one.
Texas Tech's an interesting team. Everybody was so thinking that they're coming into the season thinking their defense is going to be better, brought back whatever it was,
certainly
11
has not
starters
appeared
or something.
To be.
It has not appeared to be, no. The defense has looked terrible, to put it mildly. Plus, you're playing a true freshman at quarterback. You're playing a true freshman at running back. I'm not convinced that Texas Tech isn't going to be right near the bottom of the Big 12 this year with Baylor and Kansas. And I think this is the beginning of that.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I was really disappointed in them in that Ole Miss game. But then I had the opportunity to watch many of the a lot of minutes in that game last week against Houston. And I'm like, okay, well, we couldn't stop them, but it looked like – if they're scoring at that level, they're always going to be in games. The Oklahoma State has surprised me.
Yeah.
They surprised me last week. I thought they would beat Boise, but, man, like, I didn't think they'd beat them like that. So they might be, to me, the most intriguing team in the league. I had them at, like, 6th or 7th in the league. Right now they're sitting in the top 15 as we enter Big 12 play. We're going to learn a lot this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that – I think so much of that, though, is predicated on that one win over Boise State.
Yes.
You know?
No question.
And
they really didn't do anything before that.
No, exactly. So I'm not sure that we can really, you know, oh, we're going to buy Oklahoma State as a second-level team in the Big 12. The defense looks better. I'm not convinced that it's going to be good enough to keep them in some of these games that they're going to have here coming up. I still think that Iowa State can win that game in Stillwater.
This is a Saturday where we will learn a lot about the Big 12, and that's what we like. All right, Cyclone Fanatic Radio, we are here at Whiskey River in Ankeny, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Back with more right after this on a Thirsty Thursday here on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clyde. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
The end of summer sell down is going on now at Carl Chevrolet. All month, get huge savings on many new Chevrolets. Receive 16% off all 2018 Silverado half ton or 12% off new Silverado HD models, 17% off 2018 Equinoxes, 10% off 2018 Tahoe and Suburbans, plus 90 days deferred payments on all Silverados. All this when financed through GM Financial. And finally, receive 20% off 2018 Sonic, Spark, and Impalas. It's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details online at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
From the company that brought you the internationally famous Iowa Diamond Dancing Frogs, if you're even thinking about getting engaged, you absolutely have to visit Iowa Diamond, where you'll find more engagement ring styles than all the stores in a major mall combined. Now that's why Iowa Diamond is known as the engagement and wedding ring megastore. But don't take my word for it. Read more than 100 reviews on Google and Facebook, or visit our website at iowadiamond.com.
Welcome back, Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are here at Whiskey River in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO. Let's head north real quick. I want to talk to my main man, Dr. Warmy, up at the McFarland Clinic. I have some sophisticated medical questions for you today. How are you? Are you guys getting rained on yet up there in Ames? I heard it's coming.
No, it's gorgeous out right now. So thanks for letting me know that rain's coming.
You're going to get a
right now.
Okay, we'll get the girls inside here before too long. All right, Doc.
Okay. Hey, real quick, I met Jared yesterday, and who knew he was about 6'5".
Hey, he's here. Do you want to talk to him? Say hi, Jared.
Well, what's up, Doc?
Who knew that he was 6'5"? I didn't.
Well, we literally the only reason we hired him is because we have a basketball team that we play here locally. It's a chamber of commerce type deal, and we'll pretty much do anything to win.
Nice.
Yeah. So, anyways, all right. I got a question for you about. So, you guys are you're the doctors that work on the Cyclones. I do think this is interesting. When you get to right now, so the Cyclones are going into game three, how does missing the South Dakota State game mess with the guys as far as, is it a positive at this point because they're a little less worn down than an opponent? I know Akron missed their game too, so I guess it would be a wash. But, like, from the training standpoint, how did that mess with the first quarter of the season for Iowa State?
You know, from a medical standpoint, maybe we saved a season-ending injury with the South Dakota State cancellation. But honestly, I feel like it would have been nice to get that game in and be battle-tested.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being battle-tested could have helped us in the second two games that we've had. That's an opinion of a doctor and not a coach, but I think that we've been extraordinarily healthy. We've had a couple of guys recently have some issues, but it's been a pretty healthy year overall.
Yeah, knock on wood, it's been that way really last year too. I mean, last year, was that one of the most relatively healthy seasons you can remember? I remember some of those at the end of Paul's deal. I mean, you couldn't catch a break. It was just nonstop. Everybody was getting hurt.
And I think that Campbell and his staff are very in tune with the college athlete and not overworking them, if that's the term, in terms of being really productive in less reps and just really not wearing them out.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It kind of, they look that way. They look like they're flying to the ball. I told some people this week. I'm anxious to see what you think. The 0-2 record is a little bit deceiving in my opinion. I mean, things have not been perfect. There's a lot to work on. It's still early. But I came away from that Oklahoma game, like I was smiling walking out of Jack Trice Stadium. I'm usually not doing that after a loss. I just saw a lot of good things. You're up there, up close and personal. What did you think?
Well, I think that the competitive nature of the team and the coach, these guys want to play Oklahoma again.
Yeah.
Right? And, the kids feel like if they had a second shot at them that, they might have a chance, that they would welcome another chance, and who knows, if we can go on a run, maybe we can play them again.
Hope so. All right, Doc, we will see you before the game on Saturday. Thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate you guys up there at the McFarland Clinic.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care. Dr. Warmy. From the McFarland Clinic in Ames. Jared was up there yesterday.
I had to record some new spots. I think they were tired of the the clown who used to do their
Bloom.
I thought I didn't know if it was you or if it was him. They were tired of that clown.
Bloom.
I think that's
Bloom's done the McFarland Clinic spot the last couple of years.
Well, he's been replaced. They're way better than he is. I can promise you that.
We got a. This is real deal. We got an email from marketing, and they're like, "We've got to get new spots." I'm like, "I agree. Let's get Dr. Warmy on." All right, Jared, giving you the rest of the night off.
All right, sounds good.
Get out of here. Bloom is here, and we will do our picks with Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Our records are horrible so far. Mine's the worst. I'm not poking fun at anybody else. It's been really bad. We're going to turn things around. We're all going 6-0 this weekend. You can hear the picks next here on 1460 KXNO.
There needs to be more football games this season. And here's the reason why. There are simply too many pork recipes that I want to try at tailgating parties. Bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, double-rump baby back ribs, pulled pork sliders, to mention just a few. You'll find more than 2,000 crowd-pleasing recipes at porkbeinspired.com. This message brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with a message from my friends at Centurion Stone of Iowa. Great guys. I love going in there, talking with Judd, talking with Joe, and looking at the beautiful 30,000 square feet of inventory in their warehouse. It's right there in the corner of Ankeny. The showroom has so many displays. They offer installation, delivery. They do interior work, exterior work, and their manufactured stone is cost effective. Do a makeover to your home and use a great Cyclone Fanatic supporter and two awesome friends of mine at Centurion Stone of Iowa. I promise you'll be treated with a first-class experience and you'll want to go back again and again.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
When it comes time for my friends and I to decide where we'll watch college football on a Saturday night, there is no better choice than Whiskey River in Ankeny. Whiskey River is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show again for the 2018 season and is the perfect spot for your get-together of all ages. Whiskey River's great food, satisfying drinks, friendly staff, and wall-to-wall TVs make deciding where to go a no-brainer for any situation. And don't forget, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
From the company that brought you the internationally famous Iowa Diamond Dancing Frogs, if you're even thinking about getting engaged, you absolutely have to visit Iowa Diamond, where you'll find more engagement ring styles than all the stores in a major mall combined. Now that's why Iowa Diamond is known as the engagement and wedding ring megastore. But don't take my word for it. Read more than 100 reviews on Google and Facebook, or visit our website at iowadiamond.com.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give him a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatic sent you.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. No, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Welcome back to Whiskey River in Ankeny. I show up late, and they put me on as the host. I'm Brent Bloom, joined by Chris Williams, Tim Mullen.
I went with the stick, Mike. You're not alone.
Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. We are presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, and it's time for picks. It's the most popular segment on KXNO every Thursday from 6:30 to 7.
People love it, especially when you're getting gold like these.
I was going to say, I think they love it because it makes them feel better about themselves.
It's true.
This is true. Like, for real, and I've by far been the worst. Like, I'm by far in the cellar. Get three individuals to pick the amount of games we have and try and do worse than we have.
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible.
I'm 3-13.
Yeah.
That's historically bad. Tim, you are 3-13.
That's impossible.
Well, like I told you guys in the email this week, you could blindly pick these games and do better than that.
Yeah, I'm actually reading it, and your comment is, it's honestly hard to be as bad as start as I'm having right now.
Yeah, it really is. It's difficult to do.
Yeah.
So Tim is 6-10. Brent is 7-9.
Yeah.
So Brent, you're in first. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But before we get to the picks, you got some stuff going on in Nebraska Furniture Mart always, Tim.
We do. We got a lot of good things going on right now, guys. You know, as I mentioned last week, we're getting ready. We're excited. We got a new store coming up out in, the Waukee side of Clive, they say, out at 156th and Hickman. We got a lot of great openings going on right now, so there's a lot of great opportunities. If you're looking for a position with a great company, go check out nfm.com and search Clive openings. But we also have a lot of great sales going on right now for everybody out there. For example, right now, September is Samsung month on electronics. There's 36 month deferred interest financing on anything $9.97 and over for TVs. We're also doing right now on our flooring side. We got about 5 days left here into the 25th on the sale, but we're doing our Stainmaster sale. We're the actually only recognized Stainmaster flooring center in the local area. It gives us the opportunity to have sales like this.
What does that mean, real quick?
So here's the deal: we're going to have more stock, we're going to have more selection, more opportunity to get it than other people. We get better pricing. We're going to get better warranties on our product. We go another 5 years on some of the conditions when you apply Stainmaster cushion underneath there. And again, we get sales like this where other folks don't. So it's half off MSRP right now on Stainmaster.
Nice.
Half off your pad, half off standard carpet insulation, and you can include that with 36-month financing right now. So just unbeatable if you're looking to redo your floors. And it's a great time, too. Most of the flood victims have recovered by now, but if you're still looking at what you're doing, it's a great time to come into NFM and get your needs taken care of.
We took advantage of the Nebraska Furniture Mart flooring specials when we redid our floor.
Yeah.
And it was great experience. So, all right.
Yeah.
Should we jump into these games here?
Yes, these dominant picks that we're about to have.
Do I get to go first since I'm in first?
Sure. I think the games are hard this week, honestly.
The hubris of Bloom.
I have looked at nothing this week.
So I barely have either. Yeah. The only research I've done is what I just talking it out with Jared and some of these earlier.
Can only
I should win then.
Yeah.
TCU is a 3-point favorite on the road at Texas. Bloom?
I think Texas figured it out a little bit in the second half. I think they're okay. I'm not buying TCU yet. I think they give the freshman quarterback a rough go. I think Texas wins by 10 plus.
Wow. That's a bold statement. I'll let you go next, Tim.
10? Not sure, but in Austin, getting 3 points, I'll take Texas and Longhorns here.
I should go with my guy, Tom Herman, but I'm not. Gary Patterson's a better coach than him. I just think they have a better team. I think that they're there. I think TCU's a solid 9-3 team this year. I got to go with my instinct, and that was my instinct all summer, that TCU would be better than Texas. Vegas sees this as a toss-up. I will take the team I think is going to be better. Give me TCU.
Based on your picks this year,
with Texas.
Yeah,
Texas Tech is at Oklahoma State, the nightcap in the Big 12. Oklahoma State's a 13-point favorite. Bloom, I will take just Texas Tech because they score a lot of points and they're getting a lot of points. I will take the Red Raiders. I don't feel great about that. I wouldn't bet your paycheck on that game.
Yeah. Yeah, it's substantial. So,
I'll tell you what, Bloom. I'm going to give you a second to think about it.
Think about
you're in thought. Look at it.
Tim seems like he's locked in on this Oklahoma State, Texas Tech game.
I'm here to help Bloom out, and he needs a second here. But I'll be honest. I'm with you here, C-Dub. I mean, Mason Rudolph isn't there anymore. Washington isn't there anymore. I'm not saying they're still not an offensive power, but Texas Tech's going to throw it all day long. They've done it for years, no matter who's there. Getting 13, I don't even care if it's on the road at night or whatever it is. I'll take Texas Tech here.
But they're not going to stop anybody.
They don't have to, though. It's got to score more.
Tim's a newfound Patrick Mahomes guy. He likes Texas Tech.
Yeah. Have you seen Pat Mahomes play?
This is like 52-35 Oklahoma State.
Okay, but if your confidence is going to be like that, then take the points.
Right. No, I'm saying they're going to win by 17.
No. Right.
Yep. No, that's it.
I like the points here.
Well, I think, Tech's good every once in a while, but not on the road in the Big 12.
You know who's good on the road as an underdog is the Vampire. Oh. Bill Snyder's getting 16.
Yeah, but they're not any good.
At West Virginia.
They're never any good.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll take Snyder. You're going to give me 16 fresh points. I'm going to take them. Gladly. What do you think, Tim?
Okay, we've been doing this for years now, my friends.
And you don't go against
Snyder.
Talking
about Kansas State. No, I'm done rooting for him, actually. I'm kind of the other way at this point. And West Virginia is a good football team. They're at home, 16 points. I'll give you West Virginia here by 4 touchdowns, actually.
Jeez.
By
28.
It's a blowout.
Man alive. Okay.
Blowout.
I like the passion.
I was in the car for 7 hours today, so I listened to the Fawcast.
Great.
Your guy, Nick Meyer, had a great stat from Charterhouse Real Estate.
Yeah.
That K-State is like 70% against the spread under Bill Snyder.
They're like 50-32 with Bill Snyder against the spread.
That said, it's not Halloween yet.
Yeah.
I'm going with West Virginia.
Nice.
Game I know nothing about in the Pac-12. I hate watching Pac-12 football, I'll be honest with you.
It's because you're in bed by then.
No, I'm always up, and I always will watch the games because they're the only ones on. It is getting more interesting to me because I like some of the coaches in that league now. Stanford is the 2-point favorite over Oregon. Tim, we'll let you go first.
Okay, so Oregon's not, this isn't Chip Kelly's Oregon here. So I mean,
indeed it's not.
It's not, but Bryce Love's been banged up. He's rested last week because they felt like they could. But 2 points at Oregon. I'll actually take Oregon here. I like them with a little shocker here. I give them a touchdown win here, actually. Not even cover, but touchdown win.
Oh, okay. Boom.
Who's the Oregon coach?
What's that guy's name? I don't even know.
Cristobal?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
I'll go with him. I don't think Stanford's great. I think at home, Pac-12's weird. I'll take the home team. I think I'm picking all home teams.
I'm gonna roll with Stanford.
I think we haven't agreed on one pick.
What?
We have not agreed on one pick.
Good.
Yeah.
So the way it should be. It's kind of the story of our lives.
Yep.
I really like Iowa to win at home outright against Wisconsin. The fact that I'm getting over a field goal makes me really happy in what I think will be a low scoring game. Give me the Hawkeyes at +3.5, Brent.
I'll take Wisconsin. I think they got their...
So we really have disagreed on every game.
Listen, I think Iowa's very solid. I think Wisconsin had a complete hiccup against BYU. They were awful. They had multiple turnovers. I think this is a competitive game, but I just think Wisconsin wins by 7. And I know it's a night game in Kinnick, and it's developed legendary status as of late. I just think Wisconsin's better at what they do, and they do the same thing as Iowa. So I'll take the better.
Because of that, it is a tough matchup for Iowa.
I mean, they do
because,
the exact same
thing. Yeah, I would agree with you there, Tim.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of with C-Dub here, 3.5. If it had been 2.5, I'd have been a little more worried, but I think it's a field goal game, and when you're getting more than a score. I get what you're saying about they had a bump in the road, and it's one of those things where you can look at and say, was it good they lost or bad they lost? I mean, would you rather them coming to Kinnick undefeated?
I don't know. Yeah.
But there's all that karma around what if it was this, what if it was that. But I think being with the 3 low-scoring game, I think Iowa's defense keeps him in this close enough to take that 3.5.
I agree. I just worry about – I mean, Nate Stanley played his worst game ever against that Wisconsin defense, and they are still really good. Now, they have some question marks at defensive end. They got some injuries there, but the linebackers in the secondary is basically the same. Can he get 20 points? It's really like first one to 17, right? So, I don't know. I'll just take Wisconsin to get to 20 before Iowa.
Iowa State is an 18-point favorite over the Zips from Akron, who went on the road and won at Northwestern last week. And what was really, for being down 21-3, it really was a fantastic comeback. That was as bad of a first half as I've seen it. Akron was terrible in that game and then scores three defensive touchdowns. I'm going to call Akron the fake news of upsets so far.
You are fake news.
This year. Give me the Cyclones by 24.
Wow. Yeah, that game to me was tough to see coming into this week. But I'm with you here, C-Dub. I mean, I think Iowa State's ready to put their offensive pedal on the ground. I give us 21 points here, easily covering by three touchdowns against Akron.
I don't want to pick a game. I don't want to agree with you.
That'd be great if we disagreed on every game.
Actually, the way I look at this is I'm easily going ahead by the end of the week.
Yeah,
I think I went half with you, half with them.
There's a safe pit chance that I'm going 1-5.
Yeah, exactly. And either way, I think I'm 500.
But I agree.
So that's good.
Akron is the fake news of upsets.
You are fake news.
Yeah.
Whether that's catching on.
Are you agreeing with C-Dub?
Yeah. If you have three defensive touchdowns and you only win by five,
dude, they had 11 penalties in the first half of that game.
They had a 90.
That's hard to do.
They had a 97-yard interception return, a 50-yard. I mean, Northwestern pretty much did whatever they wanted. They just had some awful, awful mistakes. I think Iowa State, as long as Zeb Nolan takes care of the ball, wins this game fairly comfortably.
Hey, Timmy.
Save a 27.
Wow.
One up you.
Timmy, what'd you think of Zebby Nolan?
It was impressive.
Like him?
Yeah, I did.
Good-looking kid, isn't he?
You had talked about that the week before that you thought he had real potential in there, and maybe that was a better opportunity for them to have an offensive breakout. And man, that game was so close a couple times last week. I really enjoyed watching him play. I think he's got a flair for the dramatic, and that was fun.
Been happy for Tim watching his Kansas City Chiefs. I tried telling him when you guys drafted Patrick Mahomes that you got a good one.
Yeah, that's turning out pretty good.
If he keeps this up, he'll probably be the best quarterback of all time.
I can live with that.
Yeah. And not only is Patrick Mahomes playing great offense, he's brought the Texas Tech offense or the whole lifestyle to Kansas City. No defense.
Yeah.
Just going out and scoring a ton of points.
You do remember the last time Patrick Mahomes played Ames, don't you?
It was not pretty.
Yeah. What? 66-10.
Yeah.
So as long as he doesn't play a John Haycock coach defense, he's okay.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited about what Pat Mahomes is doing for the Chiefs. Big fan, big fan.
Well, Timmy, we appreciate you. We love you. Give us real quick, if somebody's going shopping this weekend.
Right.
It's their anniversary.
Yeah.
They need to do something for the wife. What's the best deal at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive?
Well,
you're going to get her the new floor, right?
No, you're getting her a giant TV.
Oh, the TV?
Well, I mean, the floor is a great thing. But, that's one of those, like, buying your wife a dishwasher for her birthday.
Yeah.
Not a great idea. Get her that exciting new TV with the...
What about some new cabinets?
Up. Always good there. Come in and see us. We got a lot of great brands going on. Time to redo the kitchen. That'll make her happy. Get her those new amenities she's looking for.
Or if you want to make her really happy and you're a good salesperson, need a job, or need a better job,
there's
jobs available.
What if she's bored at home and wants
to work? You're trying to hire some people?
We're hiring lots of people, guys.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of new things going on with the new store opening up out on the further west side of Clive. New store coming.
Do you need a guy to just shake people's hands when they walk in the store? Because I'm good at that.
Yeah. I mean, I might have to look for other people.
Yeah, I could do better.
I'd give you an interview. I'd give you a shot.
I don't think I'd do well in the interview setting. I haven't interviewed for a job.
When was your last interview?
And, jeez, how long ago was that?
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Yeah, wait. Here?
Sitting at Whiskey River with a couple of my... On a Thursday night.
Watching the Braves beat the Phillies?
Yeah.
That's right.
What if I would have said that at KMA all those years ago?
Yeah.
Think I would have,
What's your 10-year plan, Cito?
Yeah.
Well.
Tim, great seeing you.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
You're going to have to tell me when the 30-second theme is started.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Okay.
We're radio professionals.
We have our Cyclone Fanatic pregame show that is powered by Iowa Pork. That will be on the air here on KXNO at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
on Saturday morning. Bloom, will you be joining us?
I'll be there, 8 o'clock.
All right. It's the Cyclones versus the Zips. It's the game we've all been waiting for.
Actually, fake news Zips.
Yeah, the fake news of upsets, right. The Akron Zips.
Right.
Be a fun night here on KXNO. Look forward to talking to you guys on Saturday. Thanks to Shawnee Jenks, Brent Bloom, Jared Stansberry. Later.